here today for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville Athletic Director Joel Allman. Joel, thanks for being here. I just want to kind of ask you some questions just so the community and different people listening to KNA KRLS Radio can get to know you and get to know Pleasantville's athletic director. The first question I kind of want to ask you today is, what's your, you know, favorite opposing place to play? Like, if your volleyball team or just Pleasantville in general is to play somewhere, what's your favorite place to play?
The school I would say that we have the biggest rivalry with, which I always enjoy going to, would be I-35. Their gym is it looks somewhat like ours, but it's huge. Just a beautiful look, and there's somewhat of a rivalry there. But I would say that the place that I probably like to go the most, actually, I just said that this is, might be my least favorite place to play because I've lost there the most, but might be Van Meter just because of the prestige that they have as a school and how competitive they've been. And our reason I like playing there, I suppose, is because I know that we have to bring our A game. And so I guess it'd probably be a Van Meter location.
Favorite hobby?
So I love being around athletics and activities. That's why I'm an AD. So that's probably my favorite thing, is to participate in those. I don't get to do it as much anymore since I'm so busy. But I love to golf, even though I don't get to do it as much as I'd like to. And participating in activities in general.
You have a favorite movie?
I would say that's a good question. I'm a big sports movie guy, so really I can't narrow down a favorite. So just any sports movie, I'm usually a fan of those.
Yeah.
Or a comedy. I'm a fan of comedy movies too. Mm-hmm. Usually some Adam Sandler stuff.
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
So I grew up just west of Cedar Rapids, 20 minutes. A school called Benton Community, which is a 3A school. And then from Benton Community, I went to UNI for college.
And did you, what sports did you play in high school?
Yeah, so I played football up through my sophomore year, and then for all 4 years, I played basketball, golf, and baseball.
Did you do any of that at UNI too? Or?
I did not. Nope. I wouldn't say I was good enough to play at a UNI caliber, but I enjoyed all four of them while I was doing them.
And besides doing this, what you have now, and it could be a high school job too, but what's your favorite job you've had other than being Pleasantville's athletic director?
So I grew up working in restaurants and as a kitchen worker, and then as a manager at a restaurant in Cedar Falls. And so I really love working in that setting because you get to know your coworkers very well, and it's fast paced and time goes by pretty fast.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy, I worked for some farmers when I was growing up too, and I love getting outside and just work with my hands and doing some of those various jobs. So,
and do you want to kind of talk about your family a little bit?
Yeah. So my wife, we've been married for five years now. Name is Kelly. We actually grew up went to the same high school, went to the same college, but we were not dating in any of those settings, and just started dating right after college. And then I have two kids now. I have a daughter. Her name is Addie. She's about to turn 3 years old and has quite the personality. And then I have a son who's just turned 9 months old, Tate.
And we kind of already answered this question because I was going to ask you if you're Hawkeyes or Cyclones, but I'm sure you're UNI. But do you have a preference between Iowa or Iowa State?
Actually, so I grew up in Hawkeye territory, but I was an Iowa State fan just because that's where my mom went for college. And so it was always fun being a Cyclone fan in Hawkeye territory over there in, by Cedar Rapids. Yeah.
And do you cheer for any pro sports teams that are your favorite?
So I'm a big Boston Celtics fan, a Minnesota Vikings fan, unfortunately, and then a Minnesota Twins fan. Yeah.
And what ever in your life, what would you say is the best vacation you've ever been on?
So my favorite city is actually going to Boston. I've been there a few times, once to watch a Boston Celtics game, another time for my sister and dad to run the Boston Marathon. So I'd have to say going out to Boston, just I love the Northeast part of our country and just love that city when I was there.
And what's your favorite thing to do in your alone time? Like, what do you want to do if you're just by yourself?
Yeah, I like to build things. Even though I'm average at it, it's just fun to. It's such a different. It's so different than my current job. So I love to build things. I do enjoy reading, but a lot of times I just like to spend time with my family and hang out with them. Since I've spent so much time at the school, just family time.
Do you have a go-to? If you were to get a midnight snack, what would be your go-to snack?
Ooh, probably like ham salad sandwiches. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but ham salad sandwiches and some cheddar and sour cream chips would be a go-to for me, I would say.
If you had any store that you could go on a shopping spree at, what store would that be?
Probably Nike. Yep. I'm a big Nike guy. Yeah.
Is there anything specific that you collect?
Not anymore. I used to collect baseball cards or any sort of sports memorabilia, but I'm not a huge collector anymore. But I still have those things. They're just stashed away. So, yeah.
And do you have a favorite? Does your family have a favorite tradition that you like to do every year?
So, yeah, we actually go to during Dead Week now, but we go up to Okoboji for a family vacation. So I consider that, a family tradition. It's just a great time for us to get away and spend time with each other. Besides that, we make, whenever I'm not at school, we have like pizza Fridays or, you know, just some fun meals that we can make together. And we try to do those on the certain days of the week. So,
and then last thing I'll have for you is, what is the top thing on your bucket list?
So I would actually, I'd love to visit somewhere overseas, whether that be in Europe somewhere or like New Zealand. I want to see other parts of our world and. So that would be the top items. The issue with that is my wife is deathly afraid of flying. So if I'm going to visit those, she has to be able to get on a plane with me. So hopefully we can do those at some point.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.